Parshas Ki Tetzé, Beis Tfilah, Tovshin Ein Hei. In today's Halachic Shir, I would like to talk about the sugya of Shatnez, this week's Parsha. Shatnez is something that can occur, and there are Shatnez laboratories where you can send your suits, your clothes to be checked, and there's a chance they may find Shatnez. Even though the Roiv suits don't contain Shatnez, but you can check. What I would like to discuss is why not rely on Roiv? Is there a chiyuv to check? Is it an Ikar Adin? It's a good thing to do.
Efshel Vurei,
okay. So, we're all saying Efshel Vurei. So, it's really a very general topic. It's especially applies to Hilchos Toiloim. When you have food, you have to check them. There are many things that we need to know. Okay, a Roy food doesn't have bugs in. So are you mechuyev to check or not? So this is a very basic topic. It's not dafka, it's not necessarily a Shatnez topic. But it's a good idea to cover them, and we'll see there's very, very different opinions. And we'll see from the sugyas how these things come about. We start in Rashi, Chulin, with Beis Amud. There the sugya of Roiv exists. Moses says, how do you know go after Roiv? Says Rashi, the reason why we don't check for all the Yud Ches Trefus, the 18 possible types of trefus in an animal, and we don't check for them. The reason why, Mishkinah, you have a Roiv. Roiv animals are a non-trefus. Therefore, you don't have to check. You don't have to check, see if there's a hole in the Kruma Moyach. You don't have to check. Go after Roiv. Says Rashi, what about Nekuvas HaReya? Says Rashi, but we do check the Reyas, the lungs of the animals, we do check. Says Rashi, Mishum Deshchiach Bar Reyusa Batkinon. Says Rashi, Achidosh, that because it's common, therefore we check. But if it got lost, if the lung is not around anymore, so then we rely on the Roiv. So we learn from this Rashi. You have a Roiv, because Roiv animals are not treif even in the lungs, but since it's Shchiach, therefore we check. If you have it, you can rely on the Roiv. As I pass in Shulchan Aruch, Yodea, Lama Tesa, Mudalef, don't check for trefus. You do check for the Reya, and if it got lost, you could still eat it. The Ramah says, Yesh Machmirim, that only by Hefzed Merubah. Only by Hefzed Godol, if the lungs got lost, if you didn't check it, can you be Mekel. Right.
But despite that, we check. And how about the other 19 trefus?
That's not even Matsui. By the Reya, it's a minority. In the world, a minority, if you have kind of very, very small minority or a larger minority. For the rest of the Yudchas trefus, it's so small, there's no give to check.
So this one, the land is more.
It's more common. It's more frequent, but it's still a minority. In Choli Nun Chesam on base, Hani Tamri the Kada, a barrel with dates. After 12 months, then you can eat them. Because the bugs inside don't exist for more than 12 months. It disintegrates. Says Rashi, Hani Tamri the Kada, Sheitliu. Says Rashi, we know, it's talking about a specific barrel that became wormy. So they said, tomorrow, after 12 months, you're fine. Says the Ran, doesn't make sense. If indeed it's a specific barrel that we know became wormy, so why did the Gemara say tamri takata? Why talk about dates? Anything, any food that became wormy, after 12 months you can eat it. Therefore says the Ran, I disagree with Rashi. We're discussing tamarim. And because it's at law matzuya behem, it's common for them to develop worms. And therefore, it's a davar matzui. Miut ha-matsu, you have to be concerned about. And therefore, Zechiyub Dika says the Ran, in this Gemara we see that something that's expected to develop worms, you have a Chiyub Dika. That's what we're discussing tomorrow. It's not that I checked, I didn't check the tomorrow yet. I just assume, I have a Chiyub to assume there's bugs there. Brings other examples. This is a source for Miut HaMotzri. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. In Yerodea, Simen Pei Dalet, Kol Minei Peirois Shedarkon Latlia Kashem Chubarim, fruit that is the way for them to be Matlia, you can't eat till you check. Says the Rif. In Churin, if you find meat that was shechted, the sheikh is not around, you don't know who the sheikh was, you're allowed to eat the meat because roiv mitzuyim et hashchita mumchim hem. Roiv people shecht know what they're doing. Therefore, if the sheikh is not around, you could eat the meat. But mashma, that if he is around, you need to check the sheikhet out, see if the sheikhet knows the halacha. If he's around, you have to test him. Says Ramban, why? Says Ramban, because we find, even though we have a roiv, the miut hamotzui, you have to check. All these are sources for the idea of miut hamotzri. Fine. So we've discovered, we have din roiv, Ryan roiv. If you have a miut hamotzri, a commonly found miut, you have to check lechatchila. Now comes the big question. What counts as miut hamotzri? This is the most basic question. 1 to 100, is that called miut hamotzri? Obviously not. 49%? How are we going to define what counts as miut hamotzri? The truth is, there's a rivash. The rivash in Siman Kuf Tzadik Aleph says, Not Motsi, that's right. But therefore, if indeed things change in a certain country, there's a disease that's common, we see there's like an outrage, what's it called? Outburst? Outbreak. Outbreak of a certain problem. So then that place will get a chiyuv tika. So the place can say. Because now it's really called Motsi. Fine. There's a Rivosh who says, Miut HaMotzri Kol Shu Korev LeMechza V'Rogilis Korev LeMechza. Almost 50%. It's called Miut HaMotzri. He says like Tzirchas HaRea. So he's describing Miut HaMotzri like very, very common. Less than that, would be no chiyuv. The Mishkan is Yaakov. He says 10% is called miut hamotzri. What does that mean? He brings a raya from a Mishnah in Gittin. It's very important. These figures are very important. Because if you're going with 10%, that means 9% is no chiyuv. You could be setting 100 cabbages, if 9 of them have bugs, you could say there's no chiyuv bdika.
That's more machmir than the other shoe.
Yeah. That's like wild. That shita is the most lenient shita that exists. Okay? Says the Mishnah Nes Yaakov. These are very fundamental things. Could I just to learn it even before we get to Shadnas? And different Echsherim have different standards. So the Mishnah says in Gittin Lama Dalef Umadalef, we have Peirois that you are mafrish Trumas and Maisnos. You have a barrel, and you're using that barrel to mafrish your Trumas and Maisnos on your wine. You know you have 100 liters. You say 10 liters of that with Trumas and Maisnos over there, and 10 liters of that. Says the Mishnah, B'shreisha prakim boikim esayayin. 3 times a year you have to check the wine because maybe it turns into vinegar. If it's vinegar, you're not mafrish from vinegar into wine. You have to make sure it's still wine. Again, a chiyuv bdika. Then the Mishnah says in Bara Basra, when you sell peiros to your friends, if I'm selling you figs, you know that 10%, 10 out of 100 will have bugs. You can't say, oh, I want my money back. Because when I sell you a bunch of figs, you know that 10 out of 100 will be wormy. Now that's Cain, it's part of the price. Says the Mishnah, a marotif shal yain. If I sell to you a seller of wine, then mekabel all of Esther koisoses lemeo. Then you know 10 of those barrels will be koisoses. What does koisoses mean? It means yain ra. It's on the way to be vinegar, but still wine. So you see that the ratio of wine to vinegar is 10 out of 100. And that on that's the ratio of wine turning sour. And that the Mishnah says, you have to check your barrel of wine 3 times a year. So you see you're checking for 10 out of 100. You're checking for 10%. From here, says the Mishnah to Yaakov, 10% is called chiyuv amotzi, it's called milta amotzi. So if you have apples, that's 9 out of 100 have mamash bugs inside. No mechuyev. For 10 out of 100, then you have a chiyuv bdika. The Shevet HaLevi, Rabbi Vosna, he is very upset with this idea, with this Mishnah Nes Yaakov. This Mishnah Yaakov is brought down in Hilchos Treifos, they bring it down. Also in Treifos, 10%, that's a Mishnah Yaakov, 10%. Says the Shevet HaLevi, that who said, sure you have a Mishnah that 10% is a Chiyuv Dika? Who is to say that less than 10% is no Chiyuv Dika? The example of wine, you're checking wine, it is 10%. But who's to say that less is also not chiyuv? It doesn't say in the Mishnah that less than that you're potter. He's bringing from wine. That Mishnah happens to be 10%, but maybe less as well. You have no right from there. And I China, you're not even checking for vinegar, it says kosher says. It's wine that's on the way to be vinegar. So, but the actual vinegar is less than 10%. And furthermore, he has a very, very strong timer. What?
No, but the issue in the Gemara is in the fact of right? So even wine which is on its way to being vinegar,
yeah.
Unless it all the wine is on its way to being vinegar,
yeah.
30% or so,
right.
That would be a
mekatos. That would be a mekatos, correct.
Right. So the fact that it's not vinegar yet is not so relevant.
So, but you can't prove from there that the reason I'm checking the chavis, which I'm using in Trumas and Maisis, is because of that. I'm checking the chavis for real vinegar. It's true that out of 100 barrels, I expect 10% of low quality wine, correct? But actual vinegar may be 5%. You have no raya from that. You have no raya from there that less than 10% you can be lenient. And furthermore, says the Sheva Dariva Gevaldiga Raya. There's one more source for Miuta Motzi. Says the Shimon Gamil, Nivom Islam Amadvavon base. A baby that didn't live for 30 days is called a Nefel. Nafkemino, a person who died and left his wife Muberes, a person died with no children. Ibum, his wife was pregnant. She gave birth to a child. Does she need Yibum? Does she need Yibum? Yibum. No. If that child got killed, was run over by a car during the 30 days, within 30 days, he was shot dead by a sniper, he was eaten by a lion. Now, does she need Yibum? Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, kol shelo isho ba'odam lamed yoim is called an Ephel. Even no natural, says Toisvus. Read Toisvus. And therefore she needs Chalitza. Ask Toisvus, why? You have Roiv. Roiv, Noshim, Yoldois, Vlad Malia. Why do you assume the child wouldn't have survived? Not a child that was sick, it was run over by a car. Roiv Noshim, Yoldois, children who survive. So why does she need Chalitza? Says Toisvus, the Haishino le Miut Hamotsu. It's Miut Hamotsu that children die. Says Avosna, excuse me, sir. Are you telling me that 10% of children don't survive? 10% of children who are born alive don't survive the first 30 days? Miut Hamotsu? Does that make sense? So this is called Miut Hamotsu. How can you tell me that Miut Hamotsu is 10%? It's not true. Therefore, so 10% of children will die within 30 days? It's a bit rochay to say that. 1 out of 10 will die. Yes? Okay.
It's not a question of what is his status.
Yeah, but we asked him, would he live for 30 days? If he would have lived, then he's a child. It's not called an Ephel.
It's not entirely complicated, is what I'm saying. It's not something that you can find out right now. You could check and see if there are bugs there right now.
Okay.
If the Torah says if it's 1 in 1,000,000, you have to check.
Okay.
You could check all 1 million,
okay,
and see if there's a bug
there. Fair enough.
But the
that I can't.
Its status is not determinable.
Okay, sure. But therefore what?
Ask
says you have a roiv. The roiv should clarify this baby was a healthy baby because it was killed. Says Tais, it's a miut hamotzi, therefore you have to be choishesh. Says Rosner, according to you, the Mishnah of Yaakov's definition, miut hamotzi means 10%. That's a bit doichak to say that.
Is everyone set on the idea that miut hamotzi is one thing?
Why would it change? You have a roiv. Starts off the Torah says go after Roiv. So when Chazal required to check, so it should be the same when the Chazal say don't rely on Roiv. Okay, so what does Rav Vozna have to say? And this is very important to hear. What is Rav Vozna's definition? And this is showing a big difference in Achsherim, is built on this. Says Rav Vozna, Miut Hamotsui is not a statistical figure. Miut Hamotsui means it's a mute hamalave es haroiv. Wherever you have roiv, you have the mute. Doesn't matter the amounts. In other words, you could have epidemics, wild things like crazy things that happen. That's not mute hamotzi. A mute hamotzi means it's part of the teva of the world. The world makes the roiv, and the world makes the mute. And therefore, children to die is not a statistical figure, but it's continuously wherever you have mothers giving birth to healthy children, you have mothers giving birth to children who will die. It's something that's part of the Teva Olam. In every hospital you have awards for healthy babies, you have the awards for sick babies. There always are people there. Never, it's not like a freak. But sometimes you get sick babies, sometimes you don't. So it could be it's one out of a thousand, doesn't matter. If it's a motu, it's continuous occurrence. It's a mute hamalavis aroiv. Wherever you have the roiv, you have the mute, that's where you have a chiyuv dika. Masha'in came like a wild thing. Therefore, by treifus, it's true that it could happen. There could be this animal maybe has a hole in his kruma moyach. Maybe something wrong with his leg. Choliot. But it's not something that commonly happens. By the river, when you'll be shechting animals, you always find every day we'll be shechting many kosher animals, and there'll be animals that are not. It's a mute hamalavis arayv. Therefore, it's not a statistical figure. If it's a common occurrence, that's where Chazal said check. So the same thing with the riff. The shoichtim. You have to check the shoichet. You're trying to tell me that 10% of shoichtim are, I don't know what they're doing. No. But he says it's a mutable affair. Of every random shoichtim, you have. Of every group of shoichtim, you have. Maybe one guy doesn't know what he's doing. Sorry? Mute hamalave is a right that accompanies the right. It accompanies the right. So it's a very big nafkimina. It's going to Shevet HaLevi, it doesn't go by figures. It's not 10%. So this would be big nafkimina for Hasherim. Right? You have a Hersha or lenient. They'll tell you, oh, it's not 10%. You phone them up. What do you mean? I paid for product, it has bugs inside. You're from 9%. It's not 10%. We don't get 10 phone calls from your soul. We're not interested. Because you're from the mute. But a different standard of Hersha would be if it's something that happens all the time, so then it's a problem. Okay, that was a very fundamental point about mute hamotzri. Now take what we learned and go to Shatnas. I want to discuss a chosn who they bought him a beautiful, a very expensive suit, and the chosn day, and they forgot, they realized it wasn't checked for Shatnas. I want to discuss a person who buys a cheap suit that doesn't have, he reads the label and it doesn't say wool or linen. It says polyester. This goes on. Does he have a chiyuv dika? So let's see. Let me ask you. Roif suits are the shatnas? No. That would be. Now we have to know, is it miut hamotzi? This is, we have to ask ourselves. And I don't know the facts, but it's a question we should ask. Are shatnas and suits, is it like yutches treifus? Even though they could exist, but you go after roif, you're not going to check? Or is shatnas and suits, is it like toiloyim? Is it like suchas hareya? That's a miut hamotzi. You are mechuyav, you have to check. And then we have to ask ourselves, what counts as miut hamotzi? Is it 10%? Anything less than 10%, I'm potter from checking. So if I find out it's less than 10% of shatnas, I'm potter. Is it a miut hamalavis aroiv? Is the chance of having shatnas, is it common all the time? I would question that. I didn't check out the facts. But is it common for the shatnas laboratories to find shatnas? Yes. Right, that's right. That's right. More expensive suits have a higher, have a much greater chance of getting one lumen. Okay, all these are questions we have to ask ourselves. But I want to add, so therefore, about the chosen. We have a chosen on his wedding day, and he didn't check his suit. And he doesn't have a suit to check. Doesn't have another suit. This chasna. Could you find a heter for him? The chup is in 1 hour's time. He cannot run to the laboratory right now. So I would like to suggest this is not a halacha here. We're speaking learning. Okay, it's the maitzi, you ask a rob. Yeah? Yes, true. Yeah. Right, chasna is a very serious thing. You know. 100%. 100%. So in Maisa, we saw that even by Reyes, which is everyone agrees is a chiyuv medina to check, but Nevda Reyes, if you can't check, you can write in the roif. If it's Hefsed Merubah, maybe we could say a chos on his wedding day like a Hefsed Merubah. Throwing ideas, not saying the Maisa. Could argue, so no, he should wear his pajamas. Maybe a chos on his wedding day with a hefsed merubah, and therefore he could run the roif. Suggestion. Let's go weiter. We have to find out what is called shatnas deraisa and what's called shatnas drabonah. And that's where we're proceeding right now. Big naf kemina. Because by shatnas deraisa, it's more machmir. Shatnas drabonon, we have a rule called sofei drabonon lekulo. The Gemara says, in Nida, Samech Aleph, says the Gemara, a person who sewed into the suit. He has a woolen suit and he sewed in a linen string. In a way, it's Shatnas Drabonon, which I can't go into right now why it's Drabonon. But even it's also Drabonon, if he pulls out a string, he's not sure if he pulled out the right string or the wrong string. He's not sure if he pulled out the linen string or he pulled out the wool string. He can't identify it anymore. What's the din? It's mutter. Because since it's only Shatnas Drabonon, you go lukula. That's without roif. He vadai inserted the Shatnas Drabonon. He perhaps took it out. You go lukula. So it's very important to find out what is called Shatnas Drabonon, what's called Shatnas Derais. So I have 2 points to make. What happens if I buy cheap suits? It doesn't even contain wool. Is the chiyuv dika? Because to make this shatnas, that means some in the suit there has to be wool, and some in the suit has to be linen. Do I have to be choishesh? Okay, if it's made out of wool, I should be choishesh. It's sewed in linen. But if it's made out of viscosa, polyester. To be choishev for shatnas means there's wool and there's shatnas and there's linen. Shall be choishev. So listen. The Mishnah says in Kilayim, Perek Tes Mishnah Tes, Lo yikshor seret shel tzemer b'shel pishton. Lachgor bo es masnov. A person has a type of belt that has on it wool and linen. Afa picharatzua be'emtza. We have a strap of leather. One end of the strap is made out of. You have a strap of leather in the middle. One end is made out of wool. The other end is made out of linen. Says the Mishnah, don't wear such a strap of wooden linen, even though there's leather in the middle. Why not? Fabos nicht. What's wrong with wearing the linen and the wool? They're not touching each other. What's the answer? Says the Rosh. Because that when you girdle yourself, you are tying the wool onto the linen. That's also. So that's what the Rosh says. But if it wouldn't be that you're tying them together, the fact that you have one piece, one strap that has wool and linen to it, it doesn't matter. As long as they don't touch each other. That's what the Rosh says. In other words, let's bring it down to us. If you have a suit that your left arm has stuffing of wool and the right arm has stuffing of linen, even though they're all part of one big fabric, as long as they don't rub onto each other, it's mutar lechatchil. It's only us on this belt because I tie the wool onto the linen. But the fact, if it wouldn't be for that, even though they're in part of the same fabric, it wouldn't be also, even it's mutar lechatchil. Yes? Right, that's true, because it says yachtov, they have to be connected. They have to be. But here it's part of the same government. It's all one big unit now. But since the jacket itself is made out of something else, so there's no problem having wool and linen if they're not connected to each other. Again, the Mishnah says, "Lo yikshor seret shel semer shel pishton lachgor bas masnov afa pishar tzur b'emtza." So if you have a strap that the right side is made out of wool, left side made out of linen, middle is made out of leather, you can't girdle yourself because you're tying them together. But if it wouldn't be for tying them together, it's mutar, even though that they're all connected to the same garments. That's how the Rosh learns. So therefore, according to the Rosh, if you have a nasut, and your right arm is made out of wool, and the left arm is made out of linen, but since the suit itself is made out of something neutral, so the mutar l'chatchila. So you don't tie your arms together. But the Rambam learns fakert. The Rambam learns the fact that the even there's a ritzu in the middle, even though they don't touch each other, it's still also midiraisa. Okay? That's how the Rambam learns. How do we paskin? In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin. The Mechaber in Yerodea, Simon Shin, Sif Hei, brings the Mechaber that we make in Bemtzeis or Tzemer, Bemokim Echot, or Pishtam Bemokim Acher, Beinam Ze, Einam Ze Tel Ze, they're not next to each other, Mutar. But he brings, yes, then he brings the Rambam. Roif Poiskim says the Shach holds like the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, there's a tzad. So therefore, according to Iker there of the Shulchan Aruch, if you're buying a synthetic suit, it's not only you have to be choshesh there's wool and choshesh there's linen. You have to be choshesh that they're touching each other. Okay, you have to find out the fact. Is that called matzui? That's one point. So it could be, and since this is drabonon. It's starting to make up. Now there's another fundamental point. What counts as shatness? This will be our final point. Okay, says the Gemara, why is it, we said, a person who sewed, he has a suit, he has wool, he sewed into it pishton, then he pulls a string out. He's not sure if he pulled out the pishton or not. We can be makel. Why? because it's from this week's parsha. It says shatnez, ad sheyeh shua tovui v'nuz. Shatnez, shua tovui v'nuz. What does that mean? Machlekes. Rashi says shua is lashon chalak. That you have to comb the wool and the linen together to make them smooth. Only if they're together. Tovui, you have to spin them together. And nuz is to weave them. In this case, where you have a woolen cloth, and you take a linen thread and throw it and sew it in, it's drabonon. Why? Because they weren't combed together, and they weren't spun together. Therefore, midiraisa is not called shatness. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and Rabbeinu Tam learns that if it depends on how strong was the wool, was the string. If the string, a single string, either linen or wool, if it's combed, spun, and nuz means shazur, means it's been folded over to strengthen the string, that can create sharpness. The kitzur, it's not clear. So therefore, in our godim, where's the big nafkamina? Fillings, what's called felt, leved. You have all these stuffings. These stuffings you get in suits are not sewn together. They're just like pressed together. According to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, these are not kilayim deraisa. But the Rambam holds it is. So Bekitzer, that's Adkan. Let's just wrap up what we said. We saw midiraisa the zaloch of roif. Midrabonon, it depends. If it's a mil she'enu motzui, you can rely on the roif. You don't have to check. You can check. You don't have mil tamotzui, you have to check. Unless by hefset meruba, you can make all. What counts as mil tamotzui? There is a shita who says kor v'mechzel. Mishkanos Yaakov says 10%. Absorb Shlomo Zalman writes about Toiloim. It says Mishkanos Yaakov. Rav Vosner is very, very upset. He doesn't think it's part of any. Even when the Mishkanos Yaakov, you don't see that less than 10% is no chiyu. He holds it's a mute hamalave saroif. And a mute that's commonly found doesn't go by numbers. Therefore, there's a chiyu. Mute hamalave saroif. So this is, right, he's clarifying, well, out of how much, how do you measure bichlal? You measure trucks? How much do you measure to decide your mute? For what amount? A bowl? What you buy for your family? What the store buys? Because the bigger the amount is, you're going to definitely have toiloy. These things which are not clear in halacha. Okay? Then we saw, that's true for toloi. When you come to shatnez, there's another. You have to identify what is shatnez drabonon, what shatnez deraisa. Because by shatnez drabonon, the Gemara says you go to kula. If you have a sofik, you go to kula. All the suits we buy are all sfakers. We don't know this. The shatnez inside. You have to know, is it shatnez drabonon or deraisa? If it's drabonon, go to kula. If it's deraisa, then you have to know, is it miut ha-motsui or miut she'enu motsui? Nereida. L'chatchila, it's a very definitely a good, right thing to do, is to check the suits. I'm saying, ma'ase b'di'evet, if it's Erev Yom Tov and you didn't manage to check, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. Shkoyach.
Now the six.